right.
Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It's episode 566. My name's Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hello. Good day.
Good day to you. How are you?
I'm okay, I think. I'm all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you. That's how I feel all the time.
Sorry, can we just do a... I only hear you in one of my...
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe if you push it in. Oh, perfect.
There we go. Brilliant. Just got to jam it in a little farther, fellas. That's all you got to do.
That's it. I'm doing fine. I'm having a little bit of a pity party for myself.
Nice. I love that.
I'm gonna just, for you. Yes. Yeah, me too. Keeps the ego in check. Not that I ever had a problem with self-esteem, like too much of it.
Yeah.
So, but it is what it is. So.
Well, what's your conundrum?
I started researching online if it's possible that with an exorbitant amount of training, you can actually get worse at something. You know, because they always tell you, like, just it's consistency. And if you show up and you have a plan with basically everything in your life, right? Yeah. Just keep showing up. That's what they tell you.
Right.
Well, I'm doing that. And I'm afraid that I'm defying physics because I'm getting worse at jiu-jitsu. It appears to me that with more training, I'm actually getting worse. And so, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I just need like moral support. I need like a pep talk. So I go online and it's just like full of people on Reddit saying like, I'm getting worse. And I'm like, okay, I'm not alone.
Oh, okay. So
not
it's
alone.
A thing.
Yes. Yeah. And because it's really demoralizing because you're just like, you know, I'm pretty athletic and I'm not a dummy. Like I can pick up things relatively quickly. So I thought, but it just seems like I am just training my tuchus off. And I feel like I'm getting worse.
Yeah. Now, have you asked your coach, like, am I getting worse?
Well, no, because I don't trust them. They'll just say no. And everyone says that this is what they will say. And that, like, you know, just keep showing up. They don't want you to quit because that's dollars for them.
That's how you'll know is you just got to keep at it. If they say something like that, that means you might be regressing. If they're like, no. Then you're good. But if they're trying to sugarcoat something, saying not yes, you are getting worse, but well, you know, you need to come to a few more classes.
I'm coming to all of the classes. There's no more classes for me to take.
You might suck. You might suck.
I fear that might be the conclusion. So anyways, I was just thinking about it today and it made me sad and it made me want to go pretend to be a beginner in like a children's class.
Right.
And then beat up a bunch of kids because I did that a few months ago. And that really helped my self-esteem. I was like, wow, I'm pretty good. And then I had to remind myself that I beat up a child. And still, I was like, doesn't matter. I'm still awesome.
Yeah. Right.
So
can you do me a favor? Scoot up just a little bit. You're getting kind of cut off there. We're in the Oval Office today again.
Scoot up.
Yeah. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? Is that okay? No,
that's fine. You know what I need is better lighting.
That's okay. What They're I need not next. Missing much.
Yeah, it's all right.
Of me. But anyways, how are you doing? I see you
briefly
told me you started a new venture or returned an old venture, rather.
That's right. So I feel terrible, very gassy today, on the verge of what could be an emergency.
A Shaq moment?
We're working on a Shaq moment right now. I'm just falling apart. And Anna, I said, you know what? I can't keep living like this anymore. So Billy's back in the gym. Jim Bill.
Did you hit rock bottom?
Well, kind of. I'm not even going to mess with that. So what happened was I had to go get a blood test from my doctor's office just to make sure I'm not dying. And I got the blood test back and it turned out I might be dying. So
are you pre-diabetic?
Yes. Yep.
Or are you post diabetic?
No, I'm not diabetic yet.
That A1C is getting high.
It's getting a little high. There was some new thing that he tested for, which is an enzyme that shows whether the plaque, how easily the plaque from the cholesterol buildup in your body can turn into actual plaque and not just cholesterol.
Okay. I'm not sure with that, familiar with that enzyme test, but did you get like a calcium score? Did it give you that?
Well, I did the body scan a few years ago with LifeGuard and it was zero. I was actually in pretty good shape. Now that can change really drastically.
Yes,
though.
It can.
And I did hit, 40 this year in November. Mm. So I'm like last a middle-aged year. Man now. Yeah. I guess technically last
year.
You're
in your 41st year.
And that's right. And I don't know. Things just seem to be, it's amazing how quick things can really just fall off, how the wheels can come off the wagon. So after I got the results from that test, the enzyme was very, very high.
What is this enzyme called?
I can find out, but it might take me a minute here.
Okay.
Do you need to know?
No, we can do it later.
Okay.
I'd like to know because, obviously I want to test myself immediately.
Yeah, let's see. Maybe I can find it real quick here.
That's okay.
Find the results. I got it.
You got it.
Here we go. It is called the, a apolipoprotein B.
Oh, apolipoprotein B.
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually the number one predictor of like a cardiac event is high ApoB tagged protein.
Right. So mine was, it looks like the moderate risk is 90 and anything above 90 is an issue. Do you want to take a guess what mine was?
200.
Close. 169.
Ooh, can Not I see good. That?
Yeah.
If sure. you don't mind.
Yep.
Yes, ApoB.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good. Mm-mm. Yeah.
So
I went to the gym Monday, Tuesday, and today. I went all 3 days, did cardio. Weights, trying to get back into the weights thing, but it's hard to just jump right back into weights. I'm just doing the old man machines, kind of get reacquainted with the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty excited about it. I found out I have gout too. I had this issue over the past few years where I thought it was like I was running and stuff. So I thought it was I had bad shoes and I didn't have good support in my shoes.
Yeah.
And the top of my foot would hurt.
Yeah.
And then it would sometimes hurt so bad that
couldn't run.
I couldn't walk.
Oh,
I mean, I have stairs in this house now and it was like getting up the stairs was really tough.
Yeah.
Because I had it get it like a few times a year. And yeah. I started to feel it today.
I hear getting in and feeling in your big toe is
yeah, it's not common. My toe. It's like the top of my foot near the ankle joint, kind of, which I heard is a thing, but way less common.
Yes. So do you have like high uric acid levels? Or?
I guess so. I mean, my dad has it too.
Yeah.
So I told my dad about it. I was like, yeah, I get this pain. He goes, yeah, I get that too. You probably got gout. And I was like, nah.
Yeah, it's super hereditary.
No gout. And he's like, well, do me a favor, next time you get the pain, take this pill. This is a prescribed pill that
Colchicine?
He has. I don't know. I could tell you that later, too.
Yeah.
But so I started to get the pain today, and I was like, well, let's test it out. Mm. Is it my shoes? Is it gout? And the pill worked within a few hours. It's 50% better. So I think I have gout, too. It's a mess.
That means probably like no beer, no shellfish, because that has high levels of uric acid in it.
Beef. Or you can eat it and then just take the pill, which is an option as well.
Yeah.
So maybe
that works for you.
I don't know which is what to do, but it's weird. It's like only a few times a year that it acts up like that. Maybe four.
That's very gouty. Gout is. You have like flare ups. Yeah. Sometimes it's so bad in your big toe that even like the touch of a sheet on it is excruciating.
Oh, it gets really sensitive. Yeah, the skin gets really sensitive. And it's the same foot every time. It's a left foot.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I'm on the road to health now.
You are. That's good. I'm proud of you. Because honestly, I know what is a Sheryl Crow. First cut is the deepest, but the first step is the hardest.
Yeah.
Because it takes the most amount of activation energy to go from 0 to 1. But once you're at 1, then you can go to 2, 3. Then once you have momentum, then you're good. Once you're in the routine.
Yeah.
Once you got it's just part of your daily routine. Then it's, I don't want to say it's easier, but it's just what you do versus like, I don't do something now, I'm introducing something new.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. And I know I can do it. And I'm just going to take my time and make sure I do the cardio and hopefully I don't die.
Yeah. And I know we talk about this a lot and, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but also it is weird because every time I see you eat, and again, I'm not around you 24/7, so I don't know, but it seems like you eat pretty reasonably.
I feel like I do. Listen, there are times weekends come around. I obviously love whiskey. I love beers too. I love red meat. I love shellfish. I love all the things that give you gout, but I feel like during the week, I'm pretty good.
No, not about the gout, but just about the weight in general.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. And I was like, when I went to the doctor to get the blood work, I was like, I want to step on the scale because I've been walking. I was like walking for a few months, like many miles, 5 to 7 miles a day.
Oh, dang. Okay.
And I stepped on the scale and gained 7 pounds from the last time I was there.
Maybe it's muscle.
That's what he said too. It's very not. Funny. It's not. No. It's look at how fat my face is. I shaved my face. You can see how fat I am.
Maybe if you were like lifting crazy amounts of weights, but no one just like gained 7 pounds of muscle from walking, unfortunately.
Yeah. And I was, well, that was very deflating.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is not good. Mm. And I just saw my dad on Easter. I'm like, I'm looking, your physique is what I'm getting now. Mm. It's starting off strong. I mean, an indistinguishable body type now, which is unfortunate because he's a little potato man.
Yeah.
He's my little potato boy.
Listen, what's great about your situation is that you can change it. I know you can. You can. Stop. We'll see. You can. Could you imagine if you were 5'2"? Do you know what I mean? Like things dumpling. Could be so much worse.
Little dumpling.
Yes. Because if you're fat and short, you can't have both. You can only be one or the other.
That's true.
So thankfully you're tall.
And you hold my weight. I have most of my weight's like in my legs. I feel like. Not anymore. I mean, now it's in my gut. But when I even at my lightest, still was fat and I got big old fat legs.
I mean,
you can't see. I'm telling you, I'll take my pants off and show you.
Oh God, no! I believe you. Okay. You got. You're a thickum. You got thick legs.
Yeah,
thick legs, but that they don't look flabby. Like you still have knees.
You still
have defined knees, which is important to have.
That's right.
So I think you'll be just fine.
Well, good.
But I'm glad you started at the gym. That makes me happy, of course.
Yeah. I thought you would like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've also made a conscious decision. Maybe you could call it a New Year's resolution, perhaps. I never want to talk about health with people ever again.
Really? What?
Yeah. Because I get excited when they get excited and we both know they're not going to change. You know what I mean? Like I have a friend who will remain unnamed for this conversation. And every time she talks to me, It inevitably goes on to health. And she's wondering she's kind of like a fad, I want a quick fix type of lady.
Yeah, love those.
She is maybe a geriatric Xer, so early mid-50s. Mm-hmm. And every time we talk, she's like, I'm going to start intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat more protein. I'm going to go keto, whatever the case is. And then she lets me down every time. And it frustrated me to the point where I'm like, the whole concept of like people are fat because they don't have enough education, like that's lacking, is a lie.
Right.
It is a bold-faced lie. Everybody has a phone or access to the internet. And even if they don't, they all know that an apple is better for you than a donut.
Yeah.
There are some tricky ones, you know, with the granola, whatever. But that's not the problem. The problem is people are over-consuming, and they're over-consuming typically bad food.
Right.
So I am done. Unless someone brings it up to me and it's like two fit people talking about fitness or someone has a genuine question or wants to discuss something, fine. But other than that, I'm never putting hope into somebody else getting healthy ever again. It is wildly disappointing.
It is something that people just like to talk about.
They do.
Because they don't, you want to make it seem like, at least on the surface, that you're trying to improve yourself. That you know, like, I'm a mess and I can't continue on like this anymore. Well, I can and I will, but I need to tell other people that, yes, I know that I am a mess and that I'm going to improve on this. And maybe they intend to. Maybe they're motivated at that time. But usually it's a fleeting moment.
Mm.
And then they just kind of go back into the old routine of being a mess.
Right.
And then next thing you know, they go, uh-oh, I haven't seen this person in 2 months. I said I was going to do better. Now it's a change of plan. Now I'm doing the fasting instead. A change. It's just a change. Change in routine. Now, they never started their first one, but you don't know that.
Right.
So it's...
They gave me hope. They gave me updates at the beginning.
Yeah.
They said, hey, it was a lie. Check on me, kind of push me. I'm like, okay. And that gets me excited because I like to, I wouldn't say help. I just like to be in control. I'm not an expert in anything. So when anybody can refer to me for advice about something, I'm like, awesome. This is great.
Yeah.
I'm always the student, never really the teacher. So it is nice to kind of take that role of like, I'm in charge. And then you start checking up on them and they're telling me, oh, I fasted 16 hours, 17 hours, 18 hours. And then just radio silence. I'm like, are you dead or
it's too hard?
Ava. Yeah. Yeah. And that's
hard.
And you know what? That's fine. And I'm never going to try to encourage anyone ever again that doesn't want it, that doesn't want it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like you have to want to do it, like the motivation thing. I get, maybe it's a personality trait, but if you want to do it, you're going to do it. You won't need encouragement. You're doing it for yourself.
Yeah. But like we kind of talked about that 0 to 1, that activation energy, it's very difficult to introduce something new. For me, very easy because it's just what I do. It's who I am. It's part of the routine. It has been since I was 12 years old. So it's different for me. For me to run, you know, 3 miles, no problem. For some fatty with no knees to run 3 miles, that is the most exhausting, excruciating exercise of their lives, perhaps.
Yeah.
So it's different. But also, I'm done trying to help people. Everyone is a lost cause. And if you want it, that's not enough.
You should write that down. Everyone's a lost cause.
Everyone is a lost cause. You hear these people, I'm not saying you're one of them, but you hear these people who like lose, you know, they're very large and then they lose like hundreds of pounds. 95% of the time they put it back on.
Yeah.
They put it back on. Why? Because they were fat kids. That's my conclusion, is if you had issues with your weight as like a child or an adolescent, whoever was in charge of your life, presumably a parent, ruined you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have problems you're going to be battling that for the rest of your life.
It's true.
You know?
It is true. Well, write that down. Everyone.
Everyone is a lost cause.
Everyone is a lost cause.
Everyone is a lost cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, everyone loves to plan. No one likes to execute.
Right.
You know, my friend is telling me, what sort of vitamin should I take? I'm like, why don't you go for a walk? Start with walk and fruit. Start there.
There's that Kevin James joke that was really good, but it was like him talking about trying to lose weight and then people giving unsolicited advice. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what you need to do. And it's somebody who's fatter than he is. And they're just like, you need to do this.
Yeah.
Keto. It's like, no, I need to not listen to you.
Right.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Was that the one that came out in like 2000?
Yes. Yeah,
God, really, that was old. Such a great special.
It was.
When he's talking about trying to get the wedgie out without using his hands. Yeah. That was such a classic bit.
It was.
Because we've all done that like move where spread the legs to try to release the hammock between your butt cheeks.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm on the new train to health. And I'm trying to find a scale where I can weigh in. I know you shouldn't probably weigh in every week, but I want to do it.
I wouldn't weigh yourself every day. Every week is fine.
No. Yeah, once a week.
Yeah. See, yeah.
Anyway, this boat thing is crazy. Memorial Causeway Bridge. There was a ferry boat that was coming from a concert run by the Pinellas County Transit Authority. A water taxi, if you will. And you've seen the video now. I'm sure everybody has seen the video.
Yeah.
I would hope. It's been nuts. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission identified the victim who died on Sunday evening. Jose Casher, who's 41, of Palm Harbor, was identified as that victim in the ferry boat crash. The city of Clearwater said one person has died and 10 others were injured following a boat crash near Memorial Causeway Bridge. Six people were listed as trauma alerts. Two of the trauma alerts were flown to Bay Care Health with various and minor injuries. 44 people were aboard. Here's the Mayday call. Should we listen to that?
Yes, I haven't heard this.
Okay, let's play it. Hopefully no ad.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. There's been a boat collision in the Clearwater Ferry. Underneath the Clearwater Memorial Causeway, the Clearwater Ferry is adrift. Okay. Mayday.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Is this the actual... Okay, here's the crash. Let's see if we can see this. We can break this down a little bit. Hopefully everybody else can see that. There's the little pirate ship boat.
I can't see any of this.
You cannot see any of this.
I mean, I can, but it's...
There's a little pirate ship boat there in the center.
But, like, I'm not going to see any of the details here.
I wonder where it is. Let's see. There goes the pirate ship boat. Yeah, it's still going. We're going to go forwards in time.
In?
I believe it's a ferry coming in.
Okay.
Okay. Did it already happen? Did we miss it?
Yeah, I won't be able to.
Okay. All right. Well, that's unfortunate.
I don't know if you... Oh, wait. Who's that? Go up.
This is the police chief. Let's see what they got to say. So the
good afternoon, everyone. I just wanted to briefly run down.
I don't need that.
Give any
so it turned out to be the owner of Janus Live.
Sure is. Well,
St. Petersburg,
the former owner.
The former. Oh, that's right. He stepped down, stepped aside. I don't know how you step
you
aside.
Own something
from Janus. He's not part of the Janus Landing family anymore, but he still owns it. I think that was his only title.
Maybe was he like CEO. Maybe he still owns it, but he's like the title is taken away or something.
It seems like you'd have to like sell it.
I don't know. I don't know how this works.
I mean,
you could just say a lot of things.
Yeah. So this guy, he's been in some trouble before. He's in fact, this is a second boat incident that he's had. Investigation into Sunday's Clearwater Ferry crash unfolds. Eight on Your Side has uncovered new revelations about the man who authorities said was operating the other boat. Florida Fish and Wildlife officers on Sunday night said that on Sunday night, a 37-foot recreational center console motorboat ran up onto the Clearwater Ferry, killing one and injuring several others. Now, in the video, it looks like there was lights on, but I think that the complaint was that the rear of the boat was not lit. Is that the crash right there? Oh, let's get that up.
Accused of the other boat.
News Channel 8's Nicole Rogers joins us now live in Tampa. So, Nicole, what have you been able to uncover so far?
Josh Paola, Florida Fish and Wildlife officers have identified that man as Jeffrey Knight.
That's
now, we did some
scary.
Digging and found that this isn't the first time Knight has been involved in a collision on the water. Let's take you back to Sunday night. FWC officers say this video shows the moment a 37-foot recreational center console motorboat runs up and onto the Clearwater Ferry.
So not much. I mean, it didn't seem like there was any attempt to stop the boat, which is bizarre. Now, it doesn't look like, I mean, it looks, what time is this? 8 o'clock, maybe?
Just before 9 p.m.
Oh, 9 p.m. So it's pretty dark. This must be brightened up a
little. Killing one and injuring several others.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
Now let's take a look at a story WFLA covered almost 6 years ago. Labor Day 2019, a motorboat strikes a pontoon boat, leaving two women badly injured.
That owner turned out to be Jeffrey Knight.
Brandon Volk represented the two women in court. They sued Knight, alleging he was negligently operating his vessel when the accident happened.
There were some severe injuries and significant traumas.
What was the outcome of the case?
I don't know. I'm trying to place what's wrong with him who he reminds me of.
Is he just nervous on camera? Nervous?
Play some more of it. I'll analyze it.
The outcome of the case in 2019.
The parties ended up settling for a confidential sum.
Knight was...
This is a confidential sum.
Who does he remind me of?
Kamala Harris a little bit.
Is it like Oh my God. Who's the guy on SNL? All right, keep.
Cited at the time for careless operation of a vessel and collision of a vessel, but both charges were later dismissed in 2020. Neither Knight nor anyone else have been charged in connection with Sunday's collision, but the investigation is still underway. Knight's attorney, J. Kevin Hazlett, is defending his client.
Hey, that's your boy. That's your man's. Kevin Hazlett. Give him a call. Let's get him on the line.
What is his name?
Are you still looking for Saturday Night Live
guy? Yes. Jewish guy.
Andy Samberg.
No, it's the okay, I'm gonna reenact. Adam Sandler. I'm gonna reenact. It's on The Wedding Singer. And he's the singer.
Oh, John Lovitz.
Lovitz. Yeah. He's John Lovitz. That's who it is. yes, Kevin Hazlett is representing Jeffrey Knight, I believe.
Give him a ringy ding. Let's get him on the phone.
He's busy right now.
Okay.
Client's actions on Sunday night in a letter he sent to FWC. Hazlett says that immediately after the collision, Knight directed a passenger on his own boat to call 911, then tied his vessel to the ferry in order to stabilize it and render aid. Shortly after, Hazlett says Knight noticed that his own boat had taken on a large amount of water and that Knight became concerned it might sink. So he left the scene to get his boat out of the water after Clearwater police and ambulances arrived.
So that was part of the deal initially, was that they were saying it was a hit and run situation.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Where he just kind of took off, and that was like, oh, I think the public perception gets kind of muddled at that point when you hear somebody like it was a hit and run, even though they go, well, he was trying to help, you know, his boat was sinking. It wasn't really a hit and run. I mean, he did cooperate with police. He was apprehended, cooperated, yeah. Took a breathalyzer too, no alcohol involved. Doesn't
Thank
mean other things.
God.
Other things could have been involved, but yeah. Not alcohol. Which is probably, you know, on the water, the big one.
Sure.
Nothing like getting drunk on a boat. Man, that is good stuff.
Yes, I like.
It's I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan. I haven't done it in a long time, but fun.
FWC officers say it will be up to the state attorney's office to decide whether anyone faces any charges related to Sunday's collision. We reached out to the Pinellas Pasco state attorney's office, and they said they will not be able to make any decision on charges until they have all of the facts.
So no charges as of yet. This sounds like it's an accident to me.
Yeah, I mean, you can have a accident. I mean, manslaughter is an accident, or
right.
I mean, if it's reckless or whatnot. But the problem, or what we're trying to decipher now, is whose fault was it?
Yeah.
You know, was it the ferry because they had inadequate illumination? And also, and this I can kind of get on board with because I'm there almost every weekend, the dolphins.
Yeah.
There are tons of dolphins in that area. Oh, I'm not kidding. 9 times out of 10, within the first 2 minutes of going to that little inlet, the boyfriend and I go, within about 30 to 60 seconds, we see dolphins every single time we go.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's in the morning, evening, afternoon, there are dolphins there. So the fact that they were like spotlighting dolphins suggests that they were kind of like going off course. They had bad lighting. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But that's my boy Kevin taking care of business.
Yeah. So he hasn't been criminally charged. Let's see. He blamed the water taxi operated by the Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority for not having the required navigational lights. This is another light issue. It was like Brock Horner all over again. We talked about last week, him accusing the kid of not having lights. He's going back to lights. That's interesting. Let's see. He says, and for its crew being distracted, searching out sea life. So they must have been coming in, and like you said, there's a bunch of dolphins there. Everybody loves seeing a dolphin.
Oh my God.
People,
they never get old.
It doesn't matter how many times you see a dolphin, you're just like, oh my God, there's a dolphin.
Dude, last time we went out there, we saw a baby dolphin with its mommy and its daddy.
That is special.
You just want to scream. Like, you're just so happy. It brought so much joy to me.
I saw one on a boat and I was drunk, and it was seeing a dolphin and being drunk on a boat. The combo, I nearly exploded.
Yeah.
I mean, just from how joyous that occasion was. I mean, you're already having fun drunk on a boat.
Yes.
And then a little baby dolphin pokes its head up at you.
Oh my God.
What happened? and it looked right at me. And
it was like playing on its mom.
It saw me.
Yeah.
The baby looked at me.
Yeah.
And I saw it. We made eye contact and I was drinking a Coors.
We know. Yeah. Can't no more. You have gout now. So no more beers.
Can't have beers anymore. Mm. It is unfortunate. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like the mob is, again, much like Brock Horner, the mob's kind of coming for this Jeffrey Knight fella, which I think is kind of unfair. You should just kind of reserve your
right.
judgment. Let people who are investigating, you might see a clip and it might be 10 seconds. Mm. You don't know what happened before. You don't know what happened after. And this is a crime. This is going to be investigated. So right. let's not, I mean, don't give the guy death threats or anything. Yeah. Poor Brock. Brock Horner update. He got a bunch of fines and stuff. I guess he was doing some illegal stuff. Captain Brock.
He was like after that incident?
Yeah, he got some fines for other stuff.
Other stuff? Okay.
Well, I don't really know what that means, but it is unfortunate. And we must say goodbye to Radio St. Pete podcast listeners. It's already a half an hour. It's crazy. I mean, you can join the Substack, which is, you know, the audio only full podcast will be up there right after we conclude here. But we are going to do some extra time here. So stick around. And I do want to say thank you. Well, let's just say goodbye. Radio St. Pete. See you later. Love you guys. Join the Substack Wednesday, 6 p.m. WillsYouTube.com. You can join us, take part in the fun, and you can super chat. You can comment. Room's always lit. It's fun. And we'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.